And these sanghas, within the sangha, there are many levels. They're at the bottom of the barrel, and then there's the top of the barrel. Yes, I'm not trying to tell you I'm holy. I know how to teach Dharma, doesn't mean I'm holy. But there's the top of the barrel. And so these people are meditating. You know, when they meditate, they're not like us. Oh, what should I have for lunch? Not see Lama.
No, I'm Buddhist, I'm vegetarian today. I'm mother-in-law, I ate Chinese 3 years old. I got Running Book Volume 2 and 3, but I've got to get one. The center when I like Mr. A, but Mr. B gets me. That tired Rinchi keeps having to buy a bigger statue of my sister, but I can't afford it. Silver bowls, forget it. I shall buy silver bottle and have a silver ring. Okay, I'll finish the meditation.
That's okay, man. That's our meditation. And then, you know, when we recite mantras, you know, when we recite mantras, you know, all of us reciting mantras, we're really holy. That's right, we're really holy when we recite mantras, like, all very holy. Very holy. Very, very holy. I mean, I'm not making fun of anybody. What am I trying to tell you about you and me? That's how much we do in Dharma practice, and that's why we don't get it. You're not bad. I'm not bad. It's so hard. It is so hard. I'm not kidding. It is very, very hard. Whoever says it's easy, tell them to come here. I give them a slap. It's hard. It's hard for me. It's hard for you. It's hard for everybody. It's hard. Being on everybody, you know, 1.2 billion people's altars, Buddha Shakyamuni, he had to work for that. Let me tell you. There's 1.2 billion Buddhists or something in the world, right? He's on 1.2 billion altars, tables, rooms, houses. All right, that's not including weird interior designers who just put them there for decoration. Alright, he's in 1.2 billion houses. What do you think he did to get there? Do you think he laid around like us thinking about Nasi Lama but he's meditating? Oh, Nasi Lama, Nasi Lama, Nasi Lama. No! No, he worked for it. He worked for it. I'm telling you, he hustled. With the hustle while you guys just hanging out at the beach, oogling, winning, man. And he was working, meditating. That's right, you think about that. That's why it's on every result. That's why you and me are not on anybody's altar. And then if you are on people's altar, they make very ugly statues of you that you look like Schwarzenegger. But you don't want to hurt those people's feelings. So, they say, do you like the statue? Does it look like you? And you're going, oh, I love it, thank you. Can I put it on the altar? If you got good manners, they make nice statues of you. If you don't, they make scary statues. Okay, whatever. Who cares? If it makes people happy, happy enough. So, what happens? I know, some people go up to the statue and go, is that Tamara Bhutani? Oh, I hate that. So, I mean, look at that. That doesn't look like me at all. I look better. Okay, so, and then they sometimes they put the candle too close to you, so when they burn the statue, you're like, I'm old. Like some voodoo doll.